weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when
I'm Doug just did the show for us, but not for you guys.
What kind of a trick is that?
As usual, Doug runs in just as the show is starting.
I was preparing.
Everybody thinks we're always preparing, but Doug runs in and he just starts doing
preparing.
The show. Okay, we're all just laughing at him.
Very funny.
Like, do you think he's on the air right now?
Well, I know normally what the ambiance sounds like when I'm on the air, and it didn't sound right to me. And, of course, I was smarter than what they... I knew that I wasn't on the air. I just...
yes, sure you did.
Playing with you. All right, so later in the hour, we have several...
Later in the hour. Okay, later in the hour. Go ahead.
Where'd that come from? We're doing beer here. In honor of my trip to Ireland.
In honor of your trip to Ireland, both of the ladies would like to talk about beer.
Hi, both the ladies are Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli here on Good Day. We're going beyond where we normally go. Story time.
Richard's and I have a baseball story with a happy ending.
Okay, and I'm going to talk about cheaters. One of America's favorite treats, bacon, as right squarely in the attention zone of Chef Louis DeAngelis, who will join us
bacon.
With his recipe of the week
bacon.
Later in this hour on the Good Day program. All right, so let's do one beer story. Then, Richie, you can do your story. Then the lady will go back to the beer story, and I'll save my cheating story to whatever applicable time there is, because I'm always here to help you guys out. Who has the first beer story?
I do. Go ahead, Roberta.
All right.
Okay, I want my music.
Oh, I was just playing it.
$99 of beer in the well-known bottles.
99 bottles of beer.
Here, I'll give you another one.
One down.
Why don't we could all sing it?
ABBA did one of the best beer songs ever.
Really?
They got the 99 bottles of beer over the wall, and they decided, the heck with these instruments, we'll just do our next song with beer bottles.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hilarious. That's blowing on, like, beer bottles filled with different levels of water or beer or whatever. That's great.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. My story is, who drinks the most beer and who pays the most for it? It's an actual global beer consumption data.
But I don't pay the most.
And actually, believe it or not, in the U.S., the average American worker takes them 5 minutes to earn enough money to have a bottle of beer.
Wow.
5 minutes. And although we earn our beers faster than any country, we drink slower than 11 of them. The U.S. only ranks 12th in the world. The average American drinking 123 bottles of beer a year.
Ooh.
Now, who throws back the most beer per capita?
So if I don't drink any, what does that say? How much McFadden drinks?
That's 10 bottles. 10 bottles
a week,
a month for the average.
A month, right? Yeah. 123 bottles. Exactly. Yeah. 10
so
bottles.
So Doug,
a month,
I pick up the slack for you. Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
Now, what country has citizens who drink the most beer per capita? Jen.
California.
No, Jen. What country? Jen.
Oh, the Czech Republic. What country?
Czechoslovakia.
Of course, because we're the inventors of Budweiser, actually.
Yep.
Budvar is the original Budweiser.
They drink an average of 208 bottles a year, and it takes a worker there 6 minutes to earn their beer. So if you do the math, that the average Czech has to work 21 hours a year to drink all their beer.
That's my people, you know.
That's
I love
your
them.
People. I love it. Now, right behind the Czech Republic is Germany. It takes them about 7 minutes to get a bottle of beer, earn a bottle of beer. And they drink about 168 bottles per person. The least, believe it or not, is India. Beer is expensive there. It takes a worker there an hour to be able to afford
in the call center
a glass of brew in the call center. Beer's expensive there. It's $1.40 per glass, but the average income in India is $1,000 a year. So you kind of, you know, do the math there. So India accounts for less than 1% of the global beer market. Now, who's the big guy on this? It's China. China almost consumes 25% of all the beer made
really?
In the world.
Does that
yes.
surprise people?
25%. The U.S. consumes about 13% of all the beer made in the world.
Where is it?
You know, it doesn't surprise me anymore because the Chinese are really big into wine, too.
Let me ask you this question, Roberta. Where the beer is made, if the consumers, is it
usually follow suit? China has beer.
They do. They make enough to satisfy their population.
Oh, yeah,
are they importing beer from the U.S. or other places?
I would imagine they import as well.
They import some, but they make their own beer in China. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, they have to work 9 minutes in order to afford a beer. And if you go into Canada, it takes them about 11 minutes, but very expensive, $3.20 per beer compared to our $1.80. So they only drink 108 beers per year. What I found curious is that Ireland is nowhere on this list.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they're so small.
Where's Ireland?
That's weird.
They're so small.
Yeah, they're tiny.
Mm.
You know,
they can't compete with China and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see how that works out.
It's just the sheer number, the sheer population number of China, which
you're
is
right
why they
that.
Have that 25% of all world
beers. All right, we'll drink to that, Roberta. Thank you. Jennifer has another beer story, but Richie up next here on Good Day with
his
story.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Hey fans, Exagen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Green
Stocksable RVPL is an equal opportunity employer.
RVPL is the stock for Eco2, and these green jobs for veterans at the website greenjobsforveterans.com. Man, this site's getting slammed by so many people because it's such a great deal. They're looking for 8,000 employees in the next month, 3,000 the month after that. So if you're a veteran, you need to go to greenjobsforveterans.com and check that all out. I just thought you'd get a kick out of this. I'm just looking at some of the email that's coming to me today for the trip to Ireland that a number of couple of other talk hosts and people from the news media and television people are going. This is the Irish Tourism Bureau says this is the biggest tourist promotion ever undertaken in the history of Ireland. So right away, I'm thinking, wow, this is big stuff. Until I see that we are tacked on to the Belfast opening of the Titanic exhibition. The Titanic was built in Belfast.
Yeah.
And so they're, you know, but
that's what you're really going for, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Tourism Ireland wants us to come over and talk about the. We're tomorrow. I'm going to go over to the shipyard where the it's apparently still in business, where they built the Titanic. And so that'll be...
That's amazing. That
make sure you find out what else they've worked on.
Hey, if they want to give you a tour of the ocean off the coast, then I'd pass on that
We're taking a tour of Dublin tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, stay on dry land there, brother.
One of the nicest ships you've ever been on.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, anyway, so next Monday and Tuesday we'll have some fun over there. We're going to tour this weekend, yada, yada. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Richie would like your attention, s'il vous plaît.
Remember 3 or 4 weeks ago I told you the story about baseball player Adam Greenberg?
He got hit and he went out of the game.
His first pitch in the major leagues, the first pitch hit him in the head and gave him a concussion and affected him bad enough that he couldn't really recover quickly and get back into the major leagues. So he never even got to swing at a ball in the major leagues. And it's a pretty well-known story in Chicago because he was, you know, playing for the Cubs at the time. And filmmaker, what's his name, Matt Liston, created a change.org petition to get the Cubs to give him one at-bat. And this has been going on all summer long, this petition to try and get him. They have several hundred thousand signatures. Well, the team that the Cubs were playing that day was the Miami Marlins, who have just signed Adam Greenberg to a one-day contract this season so that he can get his one at-bat.
Right.
So he's going to go ahead and get his at-bat, thanks to that filmmaker and thanks to Change.org.
I think they should just keep him.
What a good story.
Well, who knows? I mean, his outlook is he's still playing minor league ball. He's recovered. He's fine. He can go out and play, but he's never been able to get back into the major leagues. So he just played for the Israeli national team in this world tournament, and he's been playing for minor league teams on and off and Canadian teams. And so his outlook is, hey, listen, maybe I'll get a hit, maybe I won't. The money that I get, I'm going to donate to a head trauma foundation.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe somebody will see me and I'll get a chance that I never got.
I love this guy.
Yeah, I do too. That's the kind of stuff that really, really, really makes people think about reality.
And, you know,
it does.
It's funny.
It's reality.
The other day, I mean, Doug, you always rant and rave about football and how dangerous it is.
I don't rant and rave. I'm presenting ideas.
You know, but
you know how you are.
Yeah, you get passionate about it.
Yeah,
so the other day, you know, I'm the assistant coach on my son's Little League team, and one of the other coaches and I were talking about how kids, you know, they'll get hit with a ball at some point, and how they're just not the same after that.
Yep.
And I was talking to somebody here at work, and they were saying that his son got hit. You know, the ball bounced up off of the ground, hit him in the face, and he got a bloody lip. And he said, from that day on, he was never the same. He just wasn't as aggressive going after the ball. Kind of backed away. He's still a great player, but just wasn't as aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
obviously. I mean, you get whacked like that, you're going to take a step back. And
I got a black eye right now from it. Got beamed the other day.
I haven't seen a picture of that. Did we post a picture of that?
No, we didn't. I'll send you a picture.
Why? We'll put it up online, too.
The ball bounced right off of the fence post and then bing, right in the eye. I was a human pinball machine.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Doug Steffen on Beyond Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Yes, right.
Beer.
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 And another news. Beer.
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 Okay, so Scarborough. You know Scarborough Research, right, Doug?
Yeah, he's on every morning on MSNBC.
Joe. Scarborough Research Center.
Scarborough is a quantitative, is a qualitative research study versus Arbitron that's a quantitative. They tell you more about your listeners or viewers or who's reading your magazine. If there's anybody still reading magazines, that's what they do.
Well, they have decided that there is a link between the beer that people favor and who they will vote for in the election. They said it's a really good, actually, predictor of who people will vote for. So, I know you don't drink beer. Roberta, do you drink beer at all?
You know, it depends. Sometimes in the summertime, if it's a really hot day, yeah, I'll have a beer.
Every time I come to Roberta's house, I know that I can count on Roberta to open the refrigerator and go, I have this in here. Do you know what this is and do you want it? And I look at it and I go, wow, that's kind of unique and cool. Yes, I'll drink it. She always has some kind of weird beer in her
refrigerator. Weird beer there, yeah. No Budweiser in my house.
No.
Well, here, let me tell you about your favorite beer. My favorite beer, you know, of all the common ones, happens to be Sam Adams. And rightly enough, these Scarborough Research Institute said Sam Adams enthusiasts are more likely to support Mitt Romney on November 6th, which I happen to be doing. And they are also more likely to vote. Heineken drinkers are more likely to vote Democratic, but their voter turnout tends to be low. Now, this is data collected from 200,000 interviews with Americans over the age of 18. And it showed that not only do people have preferences, but their beer selection can also show how likely they are to turn up at the polls. So Corona, Budweiser Select, Stella turned out to be left-leaning, with Heineken being the most Democratic of all brews. On the other side of the aisle, Coors Light, Miller Lite, Labatt Blue. Do you know that one, Rich? Because
yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's made in Pittsburgh,
yep,
I believe.
Sure is.
And Sam Adams are the most Republican of all views.
Really?
Which is kind of interesting.
Go through that list again.
Okay, so the most Republican of all beers are Labatt Blue, Sam Adams, Miller Lite, Coors Light. Democrat-leaning ones are Corona, Budweiser Select, and Stella, and Heineken is
so, and the
Democrat.
President had the beer thing with the
it's
cop.
It's Budweiser
and,
that they had.
The prof, it was Budweiser?
It was. And many beer brands are falling in the middle. So the middle kind of nonpartisan people tend to be Miller High Life, Bud Light, Natural Light, and Foster's. Interesting.
Foster's.
Yeah.
Decadent.
Isn't that funny?
The Australian big oil can beer.
Now, as far as turnout goes, Molson drinkers were the most likely to show up at the polls among Democrats. For Republicans, Amstel Light and Sam Adams Light were the most likely to turn out at polls. Now, Bud Light drinkers, I think that's what they had at their beer summit. They didn't have any particular political allegiance. Interesting.
Isn't it funny that the Canadian and German green bottle beers are Democrat?
I know.
And that the American beers are Republican.
And the Bud Light, I guess Bud Light drinkers are the most likely to not turn out at the polls.
I stopped drinking Budweiser products after the Budweiser family got greedy and for a measly sum of tens of millions of dollars in the course of hundreds of millions of dollars for the overall deal, sold to that, was it the Dutch company?
That, yeah, it was a Dutch brewery.
Yeah.
The Czech Republic is also in many lawsuits with Budweiser, so I'm boycotting it, too.
Yeah, so I just said, you know what, if you guys wanted to
so
sell
out... So what are you drinking now?
It's a great American country.
I drink Sam Adams, like...
No, I drink... Well, I do drink Sam Adams, but I drink Yingling. It's the best American
Frank Yingling went to school with me in Heidelberg. He was an app.
The guy, it's from Yingling. Pittsburgh. Yingling was one of the original American beers
here got a boatload
back in
of
the 1800s when they first started manufacturing mass market beer.
Dollars a box, but very...
I've met the grandson. Good guy.
Yeah.
Gary Yingling.
Yeah, Gary's Frank's son.
Right. Otherwise, I drink microbrews.
Yeah.
Mm. The most bipartisan brew of all time is Dos Equis, by the way.
I guess I don't have time to talk about cheating, but Chef Louie joins us with, he's bringing the bacon home in a few minutes on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Good day program. It's food time and recipe time. We're joined, that is, Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and me with the services of one Louis D'Angelo. You know what I'm doing? I'm reading your recipe.
Aloysius. Let's call it Louis Aloysius.
I'm looking at the recipe. All right. Last week we talked about briskets, a basket, and this is bacon.
I'm
talking about a couple of other things first, though. Including the situation, as we're talking about food, it's hard to avoid the information regarding the president's wife and the school lunch menus and how they've changed and the protests that have started at schools all around the country this week. The fact that athletes or students in general just don't have the choice that they want, nor are they getting enough food to eat. I know you're not a fan of Obama, so we'll take that into account. You don't have many friends here. That being said, the idea of helping students make good choices, helping students educate themselves as to what's good for their body and their intake, helping students by offering choices but not mandating them. See, that's really what the problem is, as an aside here. The mandates, you must do it this way, you can't do it the other way. That's what galls people. That's what gets right in their face. And it's amazing how many people think that this is okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and Louis doesn't think it's okay. But just for the record, I wonder what you know about what's going on. You live in Florida. If there have been protests down there in schools, and if there are, what sort of coverage are they getting in the news media?
Well, there's really not a lot as far as protests. Adam Putnam, one of our representatives, started a program that became, the schools became local voice, and we get a lot of local fruit and vegetables in our daily programs. But, you know, the problem is, Doug, what I have a problem with is that good eating, good food, I don't want it from the government. I don't want it from the school. It starts at home. And if your child learns good nutrition at home and gets that, and he can't get it at school, send him to school with his lunch.
That's what I was thinking. Why don't you just supplement or send them with their own lunch?
Yeah, well, there's schools in Chicago right now, outside of Chicago, where you're not allowed to send your
that's
lunch.
Right. They're demanding that you eat what they provide for them.
Right. And they're, because they don't want peanut butter to come, because some kid might get sick.
Well, also remember that story where they sent, the kid came to school with a turkey sandwich and like an apple and Jell-O or something. They said it wasn't healthy enough. It didn't hit the requirements. So they took away the turkey sandwich and made him eat the chicken McNugget lunch. For the chicken nugget lunch.
Brilliant.
Do you remember that story?
So that's the government
guidelines, but who's determining those government guidelines is the question.
And, well, that we always ask that question, but the question more blatantly is how dare you tell me, you tell me in the form of here, hopefully, are suggestions that you can take to heart. You can do this, you can do that, you can do something else. But this is just offensive and alienating, and a lot of people, the kids are going to go home and say to their parents, look what's going on. I think it affects how people vote. But anyway, that's only part of the circumstances.
And not to mock the poor cafeteria lady, but how many people in a school cafeteria are actually trained nutritionists that know what's good food?
Usually, the nutritionist is the person who sets up, the dietitian sets up the lunch menus, and then the people are just, the people that serve it are the people that serve it.
They set up that menu according to a list of foods that they can get on the cheap through government programs.
Yeah. Well, now the government, according
to Chicken McNugget is,
according to the figures I saw this morning, Chuck, Louie, they're setting aside 25 cents per student to support the school lunch program and the breakfast program. So what does that mean? We're getting $25 worth of food from the USDA, who's behind all this. They've been told to do this, and so that's what they're doing. It really is pretty outrageous, and more people should be talking about this, frankly.
Yes, 25 cents down does not purchase my child's welfare, that's for sure.
But it's vital that everything you do eat is nutritious. Nobody is challenging that recommendation to eat a balanced diet, making food choices so that you know that they're contributing to your well-being. But, you know, there still are things that children want to eat, and they can eat, that hopefully there's not enough of it there to contribute to them becoming obese. But, you know, kids like to have snacks and have fun food.
Yeah, so. And you know what, Doug? I have to say, I really don't trust the government's judgment and where we stand as far as the government's concerned is our welfare.
Yeah.
And a perfect example is this corn business, you know. Most of the corn and the shortages that are going to come because of the drought, you know, most of that corn is not destined for your plate anyway. And through the ethanol program, which the government reaps a lot of income through the oil companies, they much rather see it go to ethanol than to feedlot, which eventually makes it to our plate in that sense. You know, they don't reap that kind of income or tax revenue from through feedlot corn, but they sure do from ethanol corn.
Yeah. Right.
And that's, you know, that puts us on the back burner again. You know, that's your priority.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there, and the other thing about that, the corn growers are certainly they're certainly getting access with all the money they're giving to various politicians to keep it that way. Even though it would be just as good if they used switchgrass or sorghum or anything else like that. And then the corn gets used for human food or cattle feed or whatever it is. It doesn't, you know, it goes in 100% to that and not for biofuels. So more food for thought, if you pardon the pun. There is a trade deal that the United States Commerce Department has with Mexico that allows them to send in tomatoes. This is a 16-year-old agreement with Mexico. And now, under the new agreement that the U.S. wants to do, growers would seek anti-dumping duties on imports. In other words, when the Mexicans have a lot of tomatoes, they just ship them in, no tariff, nothing, so it kills the American market. Why in the name of heaven we even have this? People say, well, it's part of NAFTA, SHAFTA. Well, I don't know that it is or it isn't. It did take place as NAFTA started, for sure. But we are taking in, we're losing, our farmers are losing almost $2 billion a year in sales because the Mexicans send up their tomato growers, to America when they have more than they can sell down there, or more even than is needed here.
And did I hear somebody was going to talk about bacon here or what?
Well, we were talking about other things before we get to bacon.
Okay.
Thanks for
being
excited. Thanks,
bacon,
Mr. Program Director. Well, how much can you say about bacon? You're going to spend 15 minutes talking about bacon?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
I can tell you a story about bacon.
Yeah.
So can I, Louie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just heard you say bacon. That's all I've been thinking about.
Really?
I want a BLT.
Yeah.
Michael,
right.
Go get me a BLT.
Well, but I'm talking about the tomatoes that go in the BLT. So we have bacon and tomatoes. Do I talk about lettuce, too?
Yeah, a BL, a BL just doesn't work.
No. BLTs are good, by the way. Onions and
pickles. Gotta be careful about those BLTs, too.
Pickles
and pickles.
Onions are good on a BLT.
Then it's not a BLT. It's a BLT.
It's a BLTOP.
BLT.
How about a BLO?
A blot. Sounds like a song.
A blopped.
Okay, so by popular demand, Louie, we'll talk about your bacon in a moment here on Good Day.
Show your college spirit by posting a fan photo at America's Best Value Wins Game Day Giveaway Facebook page. Enter for a chance to win an easy grill package, fan gear from Prep Sportswear, free stays at America's Best Value Inn, or a grand prize LG large screen TV. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered wherever your favorite team is playing. To enter, visit our Facebook fan page or americasbestvaluein.com.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Progress used to mean bigger is better. Today it means smarter and smaller. Look no further than the laundry room for the latest in simple handheld power. No more measuring spills or heavy lifting of bulky bottles. Single-use pre-measured packs deliver the ultimate in convenience. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent power packs contain a groundbreaking microcrystal formula of over 99% active ingredients to deliver powerful stain removal and the deep-down clean you need. Added Arm & Hammer baking soda boosters help neutralize and eliminate tough odors for long-lasting freshness. Best of all, Arm & Hammer laundry detergent power packs cost up to 30% less than the leading single-use detergent brand. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent power packs join the extended portfolio family of Arm & Hammer liquid, powder, and gel formulas. Power packs are offered in two varieties and are currently available at retailers nationwide. Arm & Hammer laundry detergent power packs, the clean you need at a fraction of the cost. For more information, visit armandhammer.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse.
That's right, because I'm going to have a BLT after the show.
So, this week there's been a lot of discussion about bacon in the news. The first part of the week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, we had a warning from the Pork Producers Coalition, or whoever the heck they are, saying that because of the feed shortage in our country, which is real, there wasn't going to be enough pork, and therefore not enough bacon, not enough ham, all those things that seem to be important for Thanksgiving and New Year's and Christmas and all of the eating that we do in the latter part of the year. So, Louis, you have done a little research and find this is a bunch of baloney. Pardon.
It's hogwash.
Of bacon.
Hogwash.
Hogwash.
All right.
Get it?
Baloney.
Well, on the 20th of September, some group in England called the United Pig Association puts out a tweet, and they put an online article that there's going to be a shortage of bacon.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the bacon in Britain, for one thing, is not the same. What they consider bacon is what we call Canadian bacon.
It's yes.
Meat.
Right.
Okay? What we call bacon, they call streaked bacon, you know, because of the streaks of fat in it. It took until the 25th of September for somebody, a news organization, to finally pick this thing up. And then all of a sudden it goes viral. But what happens when there's a shortage of feed, and this is what you're going to see reflected in the beef prices real soon. When there's a shortage, the farmers, the cattlemen, the pig farmers, they send everything to market right away. All the yearling cattle, everything, because they know they're not going to be able to feed them.
Yep.
So now you got a glut of the meat. And prices will come down, and then they'll gradually come back up again once the glut is over. But people being what they are, I mean, I've got a deep freezer. Most people see when prices go down, you stock up on the stuff. So they know what they're up against as far as supply and demand in that sense. But there is no real shortage.
All right, so the price of pork, the price of bacon, price of everything, though, if you look at the supermarket numbers since the drought, they have gone up most everything in terms of real stuff. Has gone up 4 or 5%, some as much as 7%. I saw a number the other day that suggested that the cost of our Thanksgiving dinner this year is going to be 14% to 17% higher than it was last year because of the drought. There was a drought in America, a drought in Russia. They can't grow enough stuff in China. Africa's dry. So it affects everybody. And I also saw, and believe I made mention of this, Jennifer, on the air, that the balance has now been tipped. Until this year, there were the abilities that the food-producing countries had in all the countries around the world. They had enough, whether they fed everybody or not, because there are economic connections to this, obviously. But there was enough food being raised and grown and produced to feed everybody that was on the planet. It wasn't happening. We all know how much waste there is. What is there, $100 billion in waste in food in America alone every year? So we know it's being wasted, but in terms of there being enough produced to feed everybody, it was even until a month or so ago. Now with the population increase, the balance has gone to the population instead of the food. So less and less food is going to be available. Maybe that's why they're having this stuff at the lunches in the public schools, because they want to save the food and give it to the poor and the hungry elsewhere. I'm being facetious.
But, very well could be.
Yeah, who knows? At any rate,
bacon. Make your own bacon. That's my topic. Make your own bacon.
So how do you make it? Give us a minute or so on that.
It's so simple. You have to go to a butcher because in the stores they don't sell it, but it's called pork belly, which is the same as a brisket on a cow. Same cut. Comes off the rib between the front and the hind leg. You take this. Very simple, salt, brown sugar, or any other flavoring you want to add to it, and you make a rub. You rub that piece down real good, put it in a plastic bag, and stick it in the refrigerator for 7 days. Once a day, turn it over. What this does is it's going to draw all the fluids, all the liquid out of this cut of meat. It's nice and hard. At the same time, it flavors it. So at that time, you can, if you want to make it taste like Italian bacon, throw some rosemary, oregano, some juniper berries, anything you want on it to flavor it. My wife likes maple, so I always make the maple bacon that way.
Yeah. All right. Now, the recipe, I got to cut you short, Louis, because I talked too long about the other stuff. The recipe is at DougStephan.com. Check it out.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out. End of summer clearance ends Sunday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Hi, Chef Louis DeAngelis. Check out all of his recipes because they're cumulative. There are a lot of recipes that he's come up with. Every week you'll find at least one new one. There's also one for homemade butter in there you may want to check out as well. Roberta's going to have a good weekend. Rich is going to have a good weekend.
I am.
And Jennifer's going to have a weekend that will be perhaps the best she's ever had in her life.
Ever.
It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
The regular referees are back, but there are contract squabbles to deal with elsewhere. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. An NFL primetime game last night. The Baltimore Ravens hosting the Cleveland Browns. And what do you know? The NFL's regular referees have returned now that an agreement on a new deal with the league has been worked out. And the refs received a standing ovation as they ran onto the field last night. The officials tipping their caps to the fans in appreciation. Earlier in the day, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell held a news conference. He addressed this question. Did the bad call debacle in Seattle this past Monday night lead to a quicker resolution to get the regular refs back?
I believe we would have reached agreement this week, regardless of Monday night or Sunday night or the past weekend. Everybody was to the point of getting this concluded.
If that's your story, Raj, you stick to it. We know better. As for pro football fans and how they feel about having the regular referees and their whistles back on the field,
can't wait to get them back.
It's about time.
The referees are back. I think everything will be back to normal until they make a bad call.
Easy there, pal. You might pull a muscle. Of course, he's right. And by the way, the Ravens did beat the Browns last night, 23-16. Meanwhile, a contract dispute elsewhere that is apparently having an impact on air travel. The Allied Pilots Union is planning to sit down with American Airlines officials to continue negotiations on a new deal. The airline believes some pilots are engaging in a work slowdown, forcing the cancellation of hundreds of flights over the past 2 weeks. This passenger says she feels stuck in the middle of an airline dispute.
I think it's the employees. They're just playing games. I think that they're trying to make their points, and they know that this is the only way they can hurt them. It's sad.
American Airlines issued a statement saying it is considering legal action. It does not sound as if this dispute will be resolved anytime soon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
On Wall Street, some gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow finishing with a 72-point gain to 13,486. S&P up 14. NASDAQ added 43 points. Oil prices $1.87 higher, settling yesterday at $91.85. Let's talk about the cost of a college education.
The Pew Research Center says nearly 19% of all U.S. households, roughly one in five, owed student debt as of 2010. Only 15% owed student debt in 2007. And the average amount owed on the debt also went up from roughly $23,000 5 years ago to more than $26,000 as of 2010. The cost of pump is way up, and that creates a difficult circumstance. Golf, the 2012 Ryder Cup gets underway today at Medina Country Club in Illinois. Team competition pitting the U.S. against Europe. The Europeans are the defending champions. All the top pros taking part, including Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and more. Closing notes, President Obama has a lead over Mitt Romney when it comes to sales of Halloween masks. According to ABC News, Halloween masks that look like the president are selling at a 30% faster clip than Mitt Romney masks. Those stats come from BuyCostumes.com and Spirit Halloween Store. The two retailers claim they can predict the outcome of the upcoming election simply by counting masks sold. But if that were the case, Richard Nixon would still be president. And finally, the latest from our friendly Mars rover Curiosity. It seems that the rover is sitting on a spot that once may have been a river with rushing water. Curiosity recently passed near some jagged terrain in the Gale Crater made up of conglomerates formed by sand and gravel. A question for project scientist John Gratzinger. What exactly did these conglomerates look like?
To us, it just looked like somebody came along the surface of Mars with a jackhammer and lifted up a sidewalk.
Well, maybe somebody did. Gratzinger went on to say the kind of rock Curiosity found is created only one way.
This is a rock that was formed in the presence of water.
Water, one of the keys of life, which would include a Martian with a jackhammer. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.